WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight belongs to The Tonight Show. After close to 30 years as the host, Johnny Carson is ending his reign, but you knew that. Carson's fans have been paying tribute for weeks. In a few minutes, we'll talk to someone who's been with the show even longer than Carson, Tommy Newsom, the assistant director of the Tonight Show Orchestra. Last night, there were several minutes of applause before Carson could begin his opening monologue.
Well, anyway, it's almost over. You know what? I feel like a chicken. And the colonel is whipping up those 11 herbs and spices. All we have is tonight and tomorrow, and I'm gone. God, I haven't used that line since World War II. Yes, my dear, I'm going overseas.
Mm-hmm. Well, needless to say, one of the zillions of people who will be watching Carson's farewell this evening is our TV critic, David Bianculli. David, welcome.
Hi.
Do you think that the end of The Tonight Show as we know it warrants the kind of fuss that's being made?
Yeah, I really do, especially since very few shows last as long as The Tonight Show has lasted, you know, prior to Carson. But for one guy to sit there for 30 years and really hold America in court is fascinating. And he's probably the closest we've got to Will Rogers. And I think that his passing is being noted pretty much in proportion.
Why do you think the show lasted as long as it did?
Well, first, there was no competition for a long time. By the time there was competition, they were trying to ape him, and he had established such a dominant, loyal audience that it wasn't going. Now, his audience has been eroding, as all of television's audience has been eroding. So in 5 or 6 years, I would say that Carson may have been assailable. I mean, it's one of the reasons I'm sure that he's stopping is while he's still on top.
Why is he stopping? Is it the network that's showing him the door?
No. No, the network would love to have him stay. It's not coincidental that his last week on television is the last week of the May sweeps. I mean, they begged him to stay here to get that, you know, this long, to get that last little drop of blood out of the stone. But I think he made noises about this a couple years ago and then last year, and I really think he wants to step back. I don't think he's retiring, though.
You've been watching the show mm-hmm. the past couple of weeks when everybody's been very self-conscious about it being the end. Yeah. How has the show looked to you?
I've actually had more fun watching the Carson show this month than at any other time that I watched it in about 10, 15 years. I mean, they've basically thrown out the we've got to sell something kind of deal, and they're there to pay homage to him. And since he doesn't really feel too comfortable with that, he shifts it back and there's no spotlight. So they talk. And they reminisce, and it's like conversations. It's like what The Tonight Show under Jack Parr used to be like, and it's really fun.
Is there any Tonight Show lore that you know about that you could share with us?
I just find it interesting how at each end of The Tonight Show era, it was like, we have lost this thing, we will never get it back, it is terrible, you know, no one could ever be as good. I mean, when Steve Allen left The Tonight Show, that was supposed to be it, you know, because nobody was ever going to be as zany or as clever or crazy. Then Jack Parr comes in, and no one is ever going to be as open or as raw or as emotional, as unpredictable as Jack Parr was. Then this snot-nosed Johnny Carson comes in, and he matures into this no one is ever going to be the ultra host that Johnny is. And so Jay Leno, I think, is going to do just fine. The Tonight Show itself is the institution, and I think that Jay will not be the same as Johnny, but he is keeping the monologue, and that was something that Johnny Carson brought to The Tonight Show, which I think is now its strongest point.
So are you thinking of this as the end of an era, and if so, exactly what's being ended?
Yeah, it's the Carson era is being ended, which is really significant. I mean, he's a guy that everybody trusted, who watched him, and everybody, I mean, his humor, because it was inoffensive, was there. Our mass media is not so mass anymore. And Carson, like Cronkite, you know, had the power to sort of reach out to everybody at the same time. And I don't think Leno is going to do that. But I think that Carson is going to be missed. But I also think he's going to be back. I think he's going to be either taking tonight shows on the road or doing television production. He's already set up some sort of a office space in Malibu. So he's not retiring. He's just stopping what he's doing.
Well, David, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Enjoy the show tonight.
Yeah, I will.
And I've got a record I want to play for you.
Okay.
Okay. This is, I think, one of the most endearing but loopy tributes I've ever heard to Johnny Carson. It's from a Beach Boys album called The Beach Boys Love You. And this is a Brian Wilson song. And as we all know from the song In My Room, Brian Wilson spent a lot of time in his room. And judging from this song, he probably spent a lot of time listening and watching television in his room. This is Brian Wilson's song called Johnny Carson.
He sits behind his microphone. Johnny Carson. He speaks in such a manly tone. Guests are boring, he fills up the slack.
Johnny Carson.
The network makes him break his back.
David Bianculli, what'd you think?
Well, it's no wonder I love working on Fresh Air. You guys are such sick puppies. obviously, that was, I looked up the date of copyright on that album, which I hadn't seen, and it was 77, so it was long after Wilson had sort of visited the other side. And I think they just, it sounds like they just wanted to get on The Tonight Show in the worst way.
I love the record. My favorite line is, when guests are boring, he fills up the slack.
Yeah. But I won't take that personally that you like that much at this particular moment.
Well, David, coming up, we have an interview with Tommy Newsom, who's the assistant director of The Tonight Show Orchestra. This is Fresh Air.